Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My Mary Mo song. She don't like the meat, but she sure likes the bone. I don't know why that song always reminds me of Dumb and Dumber. Every time I hear that song. Who is Dumb and Dumber in the NFL?
Well, the Jets. I think it's Aaron Glenn and Justin Fields.
That's tough.
It could be Mike McDaniel and Tua.
That's probably leader.
Could be the duo in Buffalo right now. Fake glasses and, you know.
Hell of a fashion statement.
I mean, come on. You're an NFL football coach. Imagine Andy Reid putting on a fake mustache or fake glasses. I mean, be who you are. That right there is why that guy is ass as a coach. He's a fraud. You're wearing fake glasses on the sidelines.
The flat bill for Shanahan or the glasses for McDermott?
Oh, the flat bill is much better than, okay. I mean, yeah. You don't need glasses. I mean, there's no reason to use fake glasses. Remember when we were kids, you'd make fun of kids with the glasses, right? You call them four eyes, right? Geek and things like that. Oh, you're wearing glasses. Now these people are out here wearing glasses as fashion statements, and you're an NFL head football coach. I mean, come on, man.
You need to go see my friends over at DuryVision. DuryVision, where you don't need hipster glasses.
But it's stupid. It really is. It's a dumb look. It makes no sense whatsoever. And for an NFL coach to be doing that on the sidelines, man, that tells me all I need to know about that guy. That's why they can't get over the hump. They got a fraud as a head coach, and they're wearing fake glasses.
Mac, I would do anything. Anything if you came in tomorrow with the clear glasses
yes,
on.
Oh my God. So ridiculous.
I should now.
You probably have a pair, don't you?
No.
I mean, I'm sure you can get something like CVS or like Target or something like that.
Yeah, you can roll it off. You know, anywhere and get them. Yeah, I mean, come on. God, that was so fake.
They were like translucent too, or like white. It was like, what are you doing?
They look like women's glasses.
Terrible.
They look like the cashier at the store, man.
He looked like he just spent all night at 13th Ghost House. Where you can only see the ghosts with those certain glasses.
Yeah. BBL Shannon, stinky.
What was her name? Shannon Elizabeth, the foreign exchange student from American Pie. Mm-hmm. Nadia.
Yeah.
Whew. What a queen. Anyways, it is a tough Tuesday. Bob, your name's at the top of the list. Start us off.
Well, I'm going to start it off with Miami, and it's Tua to me. I think, you know, just kind of reading around yesterday and reading the room about this stuff, I feel like Tua's going to be the odd man out down there. There was a report from, it was either Ian Rappaport or one of the other short insiders that the NFL employs, and they had the comment of the owner, Stephen Ross, really likes Mike McDaniel and wants it to work with Mike McDaniel. And I hear those comments, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, he just threw his quarterback under the bus, too, did Mike McDaniel yesterday. You know, Tua's out there on Sunday bitching about his players not showing up, the players only meetings, questioning the leadership of the team and all this kind of stuff. And Mike McDaniel's like, I'm the only guy who's ever looked at you in a loving way, Tua, from a football perspective. And you're out here throwing me under the bus. So I think Tua's having a tough Tuesday right now. He can't figure things out down there. Basically, the team is decimated around him. The head coach is kind of, you know, a guy that may be on the firing lines. I just think Tua is the guy that they move on from first before they move on from Mike McDaniel. If you believe in your coach and you think he's a good football coach and you're the owner of that franchise, then go out there and get him a quarterback that he can work with, because this isn't the guy right now, Tua.
Well, I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys, and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like, There's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up, and it starts with the little things like that.
I mean, you are an average.
You're saying some players.
You're an average quarterback, and you're out there taking, you know, shots at your own teammates by not showing up to meetings and throwing them out there and throwing them under the bus. How are you going to get the respect back inside that locker room after just destroying your entire team in front of the media on Sunday after the game? There was no place for that. If you are a leader of a football team like the quarterback is supposed to be, you ever hear Patrick Mahomes blame somebody else for anything? It's always his fault. I think he even took the blame for Kadarius Toney lining up offsides.
He was really frustrated at the, he was as I was. And,
what?
You know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the extent of it.
Mm-hmm. Sweet pants, geek. My Tough Tuesday goes to the Raiders. Look, you beat the Titans. Probably feeling really good about yourself.
That's about to come to a screeching halt because EGE is coming back. Everybody going to eat is Rashee Rice, and that kid is starving. And that kid is going to get a heavy dose of Patrick Mahomes' right arm in his direction. We will dive into more of what we have for expectations, but my expectations are good luck, Raiders. You have a tough Tuesday because Tennessee ain't them. Like, you're so bad. That was enough. That's it. We're done. We can't lose to this team. Geno Smith's terrible. Yet here we are losing to this Raiders team. Okay, well, welcome to Kansas City. You're 11.5-point favorites, and I'm really thinking about hanging 11.5 for the Chiefs because I really think this team is ready for a statement type of game. I don't know if that was last week. I don't know if that was the statement game against Detroit, going 30-17, winning, putting the world on notice. But it's a tough Tuesday for those Las Vegas Raiders because Kansas City is now healthy. Kansas City now has a full arsenal in their wide receiver core. Patrick Mahomes is the leader in the clubhouse for the MVP. Chiefs are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Chiefs are the favorite to win the AFC. By the way, they're 3-3, and the only way they get above 500 is kicking the absolute dog piss out of the Las Vegas Raiders. Tough Tuesday to be a Las Vegas Raider.
Well, and, you know, you look at that game against Detroit. Is that the best regular season win so far this year by any team in the NFL?
Buffalo coming back 15 in 3 minutes or whatever in week one.
New England beating Buffalo two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Atlanta winning that game. Chicago last night winning on the road in Washington in bad conditions.
That game sucks.
Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams does not suck.
No, for them. But I'm talking about biggest win.
Right.
The Chiefs dominated from the basically
all three phases.
Yeah, all three phases. Offense, defense, special teams. Save the first 10 minutes where they only gave up a field goal, which is still a big moment that they only gave up three. You know, on that entire drive. I mean, that's as impressive a win as I've seen all year long, where somebody has truly just dominated another good opponent, too. They didn't go out there and put 50 up against the Jets or something like that. They went out there and dominated what a lot of people thought was a really good, really good football team in Detroit. People peddling that as a potential Super Bowl matchup now.
I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Sign me up. I'll stick in the division. The Broncos are going to lose two of their next three games. They looked like trash against the worst team, in my opinion, in the league, in the New York Jets. They scored 13. I don't think it's close either, honestly. Yeah. They scored 13 points. They allowed negative 10 passing yards. They won the game by two against the worst team in football. What?
I don't know. I don't like London games.
London's weird.
Because
no doubt.
One of the excuses,
but this year they've been all competitive games. They've been really good games this year.
But, I mean, a lot of people used excuses for the Chiefs when they traveled. Remember?
Other people did, yes.
I'm not saying you. But I'm saying there are people that come on this show and people that are 100%. Involved around this media and this team. Well, the travel conditions and the field and all this stuff. It's like, okay, well.
London's a different beast, though. It's double the amount of flight to Brazil than it is to London. They've got those big-time stadiums over there where they're ready for all of this kind of stuff.
And I'm not disagreeing. I think Denver has issues. But I will say I will give them the benefit of the doubt that is, if they play that game in the Meadowlands or they play that game in Mile High or whatever they call that these days, totally different score.
Maybe.
In my personal opinion. Because negative 10 points or negative 10 passing yards is a big outlier. And the fact that you only had 13 points is tough.
Yeah, but you're not putting up points if you're the Denver. Like, they haven't put up points a lot this year. I mean, they're winning games like 18-17, 13-10. I mean, from an offensive standpoint, I'm not buying them. And you know I like Bo Nix, but I'm not impressed with what he's doing his sophomore campaign.
So they've got the Giants this week.
Yeah, the Giants this week, and they got the Cowboys, and they got the Texans. I think they're going to lose two of those next three of those games. They might kick the crap Glad I caught myself there against of the Giants. But the two after that, I think they could lose those games against the Texans and the Cowboys. I also think that Eagles win, I know everyone was super stoked about that. It was a good call from you on covering them, on covering against the Eagles. But, like, were you impressed with them?
No.
Were you impressed
no,
in that
I'm
game?
Not impressed with Denver at all.
They didn't
Denver
look good
does
in
nothing.
That game.
Yeah.
No, Philadelphia looked really bad, and Denver took advantage of a couple of mistakes in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, Broncos going to have some tough Tuesdays ahead.
Okay. I hope you're right about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the Giants will give them a game up in Denver, right? I think the Giants will play them tough. I think the Giants could probably go in there and win because I'm just not impressed with what I saw at all from Denver so far this year. They're beating teams that probably aren't as good as the teams that the Chiefs are facing at this point in time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.